Hello and welcome to the Peaceful Revolution Broadcasts. My name is Tim Spies. The title of this message is The True Gospel versus the False Christian Gospel. As a matter of practice, I'm going to state the basic facts about reality in the U.S. and many nations concerning the real historical person of Joshua of Nazareth and his kingdom before each of these messages. So here are some important truths you need to know about what's happening around you. First, truth is going away due to relativism. People knowing what is right versus wrong behavior is going away due to relativism. Christians are badly deceived with hundreds of Christs created by the religious folks to justify their love for this world and their lack of courage to actually try and change anything, let alone speak Joshua's truths. People have little or no faith, but they do have lots of empty, powerless religious beliefs, philosophies, programs, and entertainments to keep the frogs happy in the ever-warming water. People, including Christians, do not truly actually love one another. And finally, individuals have no light to see by, nothing or no one to tell them the simple truth that because the deception is so great due to the falsehoods and lies put out by Christianity, that the darkness is spreading fast and fewer are able to hear the voice of the one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Please browse and read the website at www.thepeacefulrevolution.info for more information on the previously stated facts. Okay, now let's get to our message. That is the true gospel versus the false Christian gospel. Let's start by reading or by stating the first, the false Christian gospel. It is this: God, a wrathful, vengeful, bloodthirsty being most of the time, and a loving, compassionate being some of the time, sent his only loving, obedient, honoring Son to mankind as a blood sacrifice for sin to pay for the wrongdoings and sin of the disobedient, dishonoring, hateful race that are human beings. Because the Bible God refuses to forgive people unless a living blood sacrifice is given. And if you believe some basic facts about this Son, then you will go to heaven when you die. Now, dear friends, that is no good news. Why would you trust a schizophrenic, wrathful being who punishes the innocent for the guilty? A being who refuses to forgive unless an innocent is sacrificed to appease his wrath. Okay, now let's read in great contrast the true gospel of the light of the world, the one who called himself the light of the world, the bread of life, and many other things, the Son of Man. He said this: "The Creator, our Father, so loved the people of the earth that he sent his beloved Son to the wretched race of human beings so that all who listen to him, not the Bible or Billy Graham or anyone else, and believe what he says and place their faith in him, will be set free from our cage of fear and self-pride and selfishness. The Son of God was not a sacrifice for a bloodthirsty God, but rather he willingly agreed with his Father to pay a ransom, to set us free, so that we would not destroy ourselves, but rather enter into eternal life." All right, dear friends, this is a very important message. I'm going to read these two Gospels again. And so please listen and understand there's a great and terrible difference between the two Gospels. Here's the Christian Gospel again. God, a wrathful, vengeful, bloodthirsty being most of the time, and a loving, compassionate being some of the time, sent his only loving, obedient, honoring Son to mankind as a blood sacrifice for sin to pay for the wrongdoings and sin of the disobedient, dishonoring, hateful race that are we human beings, because the Bible God refuses to forgive people unless a living blood sacrifice is given. And if you believe some basic facts about this Son, then you will go to heaven when you die. Again, dear listeners, that should make no sense to you, and you should have no confidence in that being. Why is that good news? Why would you trust a schizophrenic, wrathful being who punishes the innocent for the guilty? A being who refuses to forgive unless an innocent sacrifice is given to appease his wrath, and unless a living person or an animal is killed and their blood spilled in order to appease his wrath. That is not good news, dear listener. Let's read the good news again. The true gospel of Jesus or Joshua of Nazareth. Let's listen to it again. The Creator, our Father, so loved the people of the earth that He sent His beloved Son to the wretched race of human beings that we are, so that all who listen to Him, not the Bible or Billy Graham or anyone else, and believe what He says and place their faith in Him, will be set free from our cage of fear and self-pride and selfishness. The Son of God was not a sacrifice for a bloodthirsty God, but rather He willingly agreed with His Father to pay a ransom to set us free, so that we would not destroy ourselves, but rather enter into eternal life. Dear listener, that's the true gospel that we all need to receive, and that for those who are sincere followers of the real historical Joshua or Jesus of Nazareth, need to proclaim and let other people know about. It's absolutely critical, because God does love the people of the earth. He loves all the people of the earth. But that doesn't mean that the people of the earth choose to love Him back. That's the whole story of the prodigal son, dear listener. If you remember that story, it's the story really of all of us, of all of mankind, that there were two sons. A dad was a good dad, and he had two sons, and one was faithful, and the other one said, "Hey, Dad, give me half of everything you've got. Give me half of the inheritance. I want to go and make a lot of money for myself," because that's what the world's all about. So the dad relented and said, "Go ahead. All right, I'll sell half of everything I've got, and here you go." And he gave it to his son and said, "You know, please be careful and be wise with it." Well, the son was not. He went out and he lived foolishly. He went and loved the world and the things in the world, and he spent all that money his dad worked for many years on stupid, foolish, selfish things. And he realized at some point, you know what? People don't care about me. I didn't care about myself. I'm destroying myself. Let me go back to my dad. Maybe he'll take me back as a servant. He treats his employees better than most people treat their natural relatives. So at least I'll have a bed to sleep in and some food to eat. Maybe my dad will take me back as an employee or as a servant. So the story goes, the son makes his way back to his dad's place, and his dad sees him a long way off coming down the road, and the dad runs to him, and the son falls on his knees and says, "Dad, please forgive me. You know, look at what I've done. I am not worthy to be your son. Would you just please take me back as the least of your servants, as the least of your employees?" And the dad wept, and he knelt down and he lifted his son up and gave his son the ring that indicated he's part of that family, and a robe to clothe him and some sandals for his bare feet. And he rejoiced that his son had come back, that he was alive, that he didn't destroy himself. And he welcomed him back. Dear listeners, that is the story of the Creator of the people of the earth. He is our Heavenly Father. He's not this being that the scripture, particularly the Hebrew scripture, makes him out to be. He's not this wrathful, vengeful, murderous, bloodthirsty being. And that surely is the God portrayed in most of the Bible, certainly most of the Hebrew scripture, and certainly Revelation. Is bloodthirsty God, is anxious to punish and destroy. That's completely the ultimate misrepresentation of the Creator of the human race. And this is the fundamental problem. Christianity has a false gospel. They have a false view of the character of God. And that's the biggest problem that exists. That's the thing that keeps people away from a loving Heavenly Father. He's not going to, you know, the Christian God, the Bible God, when that young man, the prodigal son, came back to plead for mercy and compassion from his dad, that God would have taken, a pitchfork and thrust it through his head and his eyeballs. You know, how could you have done that? And he would have destroyed the son. That's the God of the Bible, but that's not the God that's revealed by the light of the world. And that's the God you need to know, that we all need to know, and we need to place our faith in. So I ask you, please think about what's been said in this basic message. There are two gospels. There is the one true gospel of Joshua or Jesus of Nazareth that he gave to mankind. And his words are recorded only in the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He is the Savior of mankind, not some weird gospel that the Christians made up, or some book or some letters or some religious dogma or doctrine. And the person of Joshua of Nazareth is the one who can save us from ourselves. So let's close by reading those two Gospels one more time. Here's the false gospel of Christianity: that God, a wrathful, vengeful, bloodthirsty being most of the time, and a loving, compassionate being some of the time, sent his only loving, obedient, honoring Son to mankind as a blood sacrifice for sin, to pay for the wrongdoings and sins of the disobedient, dishonoring, hateful race that is we human beings. Because the Bible God refuses to forgive people unless a living blood sacrifice is given. And if you believe some basic facts about this Son, then you will go to heaven when you die. And of course, the basic facts they want you to believe about are things that are generally false or only half true. They substitute with all their Bible religion and their scripture religion. Now here, dear listener, is the true good news: that the Creator, our Father, so loved the people of the earth that he sent his beloved Son to the wretched race of human beings, so that all who listen to him, not the Bible or Billy Graham or anyone else, and believe what he says and place our faith in him, will be set free from our cage of fear and self-pride and selfishness, the three basic things of our nature that all the other sins generally flow from. The Son of God was not a sacrifice for a bloodthirsty God, but rather he willingly agreed with his Father to pay a ransom to set us free, so that we would not destroy ourselves, but rather enter into eternal life. So again, dear listener, please take this message, send it around, copy this MP3 file, and get it to other people. It's an extremely important message. Until next time, let us be the change agent the messenger of the Creator and our Father calls us to be. Let us work together well for the food which does not perish, and thus be part of the latest peaceful revolution, led by the one who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Please contact me for more information on how you can be part of the peaceful revolution.